Look, I know there are days, or weeks, or months when you feel like you have slipped off into a far-off distant world. You can't find your way back, and no one even seems to know you're there. You observe a community you're not entirely a part of, because these things they do and how they do them don't quite make sense to you. But still, you find yourself stuck in these human habits and you rarely even notice them. Like how you wake up every morning and let an hour disappear in these well-shaped routines that you have spent years shaping, and now you can do them in your sleep. No need to question. A transportation from asleep to not quite so asleep. Or how you take the fastest way home, even though it's 30 minutes of just trying to get home, because that's what you've always done. You watch the same TV show, eat the same food from the same store, because you have built a map of connections of how to get through the day without questions, and it's all safe and calm. Still. I once met a boy at a bar at 11 in the morning when I was sad and heartbroken and thought that the bar at 11 in the morning was a safe place to be drunk and alone at. Because normal people have places to go, things to attend, and I did not. But then there was this boy who walked in with a French beret and worn-out Converse and ordered a Bless the Morning drink, together with a joke to the bartender. He sat down beside me without hesitating and just started talking. Well, I was drunk and sad and wanted to be alone, and this guy annoyed me. And how rude to just sit down beside me without asking first. My bitter thoughts went on without hearing a word he said, until I realized that he had gotten quiet, looking at me, waiting for my answer to a question I hadn't heard and honestly couldn't care less about. "Have you ever done that?" he repeated, with a smile and his annoyingly colorful drink in his hand. I kept my eyes on the table, hoping he would get the hint, but this guy was not of my breed, and before I knew it, he had grabbed my hand and off we went out on the streets. He walked fast and excited, still talking about this thing I obviously hadn't tried, and that whiskey made my legs stumble as he nearly dragged me along. Maybe something happened. The seasons changed. Someone you thought you couldn't live without left. Or maybe nothing happened. You slowly disappeared in the crowd on your way home every day. Too tired to be excited or brave or anything other than just tired. So that dream, that vision of who you wanted to be and where you wanted to go, slowly vanished along with your fire. No matter, you once had a crystal clear goal and a destination that made you wake up with eyes open wide every morning, and somehow you drifted further and further away from it, losing grip, sight, view. Life took you somewhere else, and now you curse your own luck and fate, because you have places you want to go, and people keep telling you to be grateful, but can't they see you're not where you're supposed to be, where you want to be? I know. I have been there. But I am here to tell you that you are exactly in the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing, being the right person, even if you can't see that now. Let me explain. August 17th, 2010. I stepped on that airplane from Sweden to London, ready to start over and build a life for myself that I wanted to wake up to every morning. I was young and naive, and if I met that girl now, I would try to save her from herself. I was lost, which is why I'm writing this. I was lost, but I had not yet learned to love uncertainty and mysteries. So I was scared and sad and had no idea how to survive another month, because all I wanted to do was to write my music and live my words and find people who understood what it meant, to let me know that I was not alone. But where to even start? Slowly and struggling, I made my way through 6 months, which came to be the first 6 months of what I now consider my journey. My real life. That's when it all changed, kind of thing. Going through my diaries, I find at least 60 different final goals and plans, the ones I thought would last forever, written by the girl I thought I would always be. I was determined to not let anything make me change direction or avert my eyes, and I knew where I was headed. But see, life is not a static object or a one-way street. It's an ever-growing, ever-evolving movement, a fleeting process that will flow in whichever direction it can, just because it simply can. And I would like to mention amore fati, trusting your fate, loving your fate. Every single time something crashed my plans or dreams, I was forced to write a new plan, new goals, and take a different road. I cursed the moon and the stars and all the people walking on this earth who were in my way because I thought I was being challenged. I thought I was being stopped from reaching my goal. But I can see it crystal clear now. Look back on your life. A month, 6 months, 10 years, and you will see how it all connects. Every time you were forced to change your ways, it led you to something that led you to the next dot, and suddenly you see how it's a beautiful, well-crafted story with wonders and defeats, leaving and arriving, and that's why they call it a life story and not just a life. Life will keep redirecting you until you're on the right path, and it will feel like hurdles and obstacles in your way, but it's all in your favor. You just need to trust your story, trust your path, and trust your place. So I know you sometimes feel like you have lost track of that well-paved road you think you ought to take to get to where you want to be, but you're exactly in the right place, exactly where you are. Trust the process of how things go and don't fight them. Don't curse them. No story is worth telling without the twists and turns. Make them count instead. Now go be where you are and don't be sorry. The boy in the bar, with me getting drunk at 11 in the morning because I was heartbroken and sad, took my hand and dragged me along to the highest building in this town and showed me the hidden back door to the stairs that led us up to the roof. And the most magnificent view of the city. The city I came to call my home. The next few months at least. We sat there the whole day, watching the world get busy and slow down, with the sun setting over the rooftops, and he barely knew my name, and I didn't remember his, but it didn't matter. I said I liked sunsets, and he said, "You should see the sunrise." And told me about open fields in Canada, where he had been. I listened, and he talked, and my broken heart ached a little lower, and not so hard. And I never told him about it, but I think he knew, for by the end of the night, he said he liked that I finally smiled, and told me to do so more often. And that was just one of many days that did not turn out the way I had planned, but just like I needed it to. And that's where I want to live. It's about the endless possibilities of every single day. Be always on your way. This was an excerpt from my book, Another Vagabond Lost to Love. You can read all about my books on my website, charlotteerickson.com. Thank you for listening.